CBDMD.com. Guys, I've been telling you about CBDMD.com for a few months now, and I've been a big advocate of CBD for a long time, and CBDMD.com has made it even easier to preach the CBD gospel. A, you're saving a lot of money. They compare their prices to what the other guys charge right there on their website, and you will be wowed at how much money you'll save by CBDMD.com. But their products are amazing. The quality is out of this world. They're clean. They're safe. And they've got award-winning customer service. They've got topicals. The CBD Freeze is my favorite one. It's sort of a menthol-ish roll-on, and it gives a cooling sensation, immediately takes away the pain that I've been feeling. I love the CBD oils that you take orally. Whatever you're looking for, they've got a way for you to get it. Creams, roll-ons, oils, you name it. Gummies, they've got it. CBDMD.com, and they're helping you guys save some money too. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One thing that did happen last night was the first of the college football playoff rankings.
Okay.
So my two takeaways are they put Clemson out of there intentionally, knowing that there's no way Clemson's going to lose and they're going to be in the top four.
Yeah.
End of discussion. And they put Ohio State ahead of LSU, which I guess stirs up some debate, but to me it's... okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Ohio State's the best team.
I think they may be.
So I don't think there's even a may. Obviously, Kansas is going to be sort of the front runner team. I think that there's going to be some contending teams. I like Texas Tech again. I just think it's going to be hard for them to match what they did a year ago. And I think Texas will be better. But I think Kansas is probably the team that jumps out to me. If you had to say one of these teams is a Final Four team, Kansas is probably the one.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hawk.
Man, if that song doesn't get you fired up, I don't know
love
what
it,
will.
Man.
I do too.
And I saw when I was in London, they announced they're going to do some shows here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Of course, the closest one's friggin' El Paso.
Mm. They're going to go out further.
Or El Paso, as the natives call it.
Did you see that RZA said he wants Wu-Tang to tour with them?
Oh, that'd be badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm sure they'll do something in Vegas, yeah?
I don't know. I need them to do something in Houston, friggin' Texas. San Antonio at the furthest. I would drive to San Antonio to see them.
Vegas would work because 50-50 chance we're there anyway.
Yeah, I know they're doing a lot of it along the border. Like, they're doing a show in Las Cruces, New Mexico, which you're like, what? But the reason they're getting back together is because they realize that, you know, Trump is possibly going to be reelected, and they felt like it was important for them to get out and try and spread the word to stop it. So if you know anything about rage, politically, they don't like politicians, period.
No, but to be honest, their target audience is already going to be anti-Trump. If you've listened to any of their music and you like them, you're not a Trump fan.
Probably
there's
not.
No way that's like, you know, that's like wearing one of those A&M half A&M half Texas shirts.
Yeah,
there's no way.
No.
But they're interesting dudes, and it's cool that they're back together because I love
one
them.
Of my favorite bands of all time.
They're up there.
And I would say of bands that were formed in my lifetime, they're probably my favorite.
They're up there for me. They're certainly a top five band.
There's bands that, you know, I can't compare them to the Stones,
right,
around, or
Queen or stuff like that. But
I mean, bands that were formed like in my lifetime, they're the best.
But that see, I can't even think about that because that's a much bigger range.
Yeah, you've got a big range.
Yeah, because that includes Queen and Led Zeppelin and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're in.
I mean, I was really young when those bands were formed. But
The Who.
The Who.
Yeah, yours.
I think the Beatles were before.
The Beatles were probably before you.
But that's a.
Ooh, yeah, you got a tough one.
Yeah, so I can't really say that.
You're so old.
Yeah, I know, but I make no bones about it. I prefer to think of myself as vintage.
Yeah.
You know, like that great scotch that you could pay $100,000 right. for. That's me. I'm a vintage.
But I mean, you're not as vintage as the Beatles, but basically every other band.
Okay, fine. So
every other band that could be in the discussion, right? Ooh, so although you're probably close on this. When Stones were like 62.
Yeah, I think they were before me.
Okay, so
I was born in December of 64.
Okay, yeah. So you can't claim the Stones or the Beatles. So
okay, but
that's about it.
There's still a pretty good group there. E-Rock sent the tour dates. Phoenix in March might be doable for me because we have family that spends summers in Phoenix and they usually stay there till April.
Okay.
So that might be doable. I might be able to do that. Plus, I kind of like Phoenix. Phoenix is not, it's not like a place that I would live, but I enjoy visiting there.
Yeah.
It's like Vegas. Yeah, I enjoy visiting. I've kind of narrowed my where I would live list to about four, but you know, when you get older, you start narrowing your where I would visit list too. So, hey, we haven't had a chance to really look at any games this weekend yet, and I know we're behind because of the trip and everything, and I don't know that we have a lot of time to go into them today, but we'll have Brad tomorrow to do college, and we'll work in some NFL tomorrow, I promise. It's just, yesterday was a mess, and today we've just had so much to catch up on. Maybe we haven't really even talked about any of the college football, but Lamont says, I think you boys were gone, but can we get some dust in the wind for Beto? Yeah, he was.
I mean, I think we could have played this.
Yeah, we could have played it the first week. Actually, I think we could play dust in the wind for just about everybody, but about four people at this point.
I mean,
I've been following this relatively closely, and I don't know why, because I think whoever they send up there is going to lose. But
you think whoever the Democrats send is going to lose? I'm not so sure. I think that there are guys that can give them a run.
Well, but the guy I like, I don't think has any chance. I'm really intrigued by Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
I find him fascinating, and he wants to bring back online poker, so that's a big one for me. But, you know, he's a successful businessman. He's a really interesting dude. I like a lot of – I'm never going to like everybody. I'm not going to like everything that a politician has policy-wise, but I like a lot of it, and I find him intriguing, but I don't feel like he has any chance.
At this point, it's hard for me to, like – to really dig into a candidate because there's still so many.
Yeah.
But I probably knew after the first debate that Beto wasn't going to happen. And apparently it was a pricey campaign, burned through $14 million on that campaign.
Oof. Oof. Yeah, I could have told him to save that money.
I mean, the dude should be in like he should be trying to do Congress. I mean, or something like that.
He's got to take a few more steps, I think.
Yeah, before he wasn't ready. Like, if you couldn't win against Ted Cruz, you weren't going to win nationally against Donald Trump. Let's face it. And I get why he had some support some people.
If you'd been able to beat Cruz in Texas,
then now you're having a different discussion, but. I mean, he doesn't have enough of a resume yet to do it. He's got some decent ideas. He's also got some stupid ideas. So,
well, but you know what? That's everybody on that podium.
Yes,
that's everybody who's going to be elected president. It doesn't matter. You know, it comes down to what your preferences are.
And
like I said, for me, I find this guy intriguing. He seems to. I think he'd do a lot of good things, but I don't think he has a chance. So. Yeah, and I kind of feel like whoever goes up against Trump has to be ready to. They need to be ready to fight dirty.
Yeah,
and I just don't see anybody up there that can do that. But you know, I've always said I'm not all that interested in national politics anymore because the reality is they don't have a whole hell of a lot of impact on us, and it just becomes a way for people to bitch at each other on Twitter is all it is, and. Yeah, I'm more interested in the local politics, but even this local election, this is the first time that I've felt so disenfranchised that I don't even want to vote. And I nobody in the mayor's race has done anything to make me want to vote for him.
And, well, it was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't able to because I wasn't here, but I don't feel bad. I could have voted early.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad that I didn't vote. So I can't complain about anything this time.
No.
Usually I'm all about pushing local because those guys impact us, but I don't know if it's just me, but I'm just so sick of all the political BS and so much of it's now trickled down into our local elections that I don't really, I just want no part of it anymore. Sad.
Sad.
As the president would say, sad.
Sad. I think it'd be interesting to have Edward Snowden run against Trump. Maybe that's the matchup we need.
Talk about somebody who could dig up some dirt.
Yeah. You want to play dirty?
You know what, though? You dig up all the dirt you want, and nothing sticks to him.
No, it doesn't. He's, you're right.
I mean, it's amazing. I think that whatever it is he's tapped into, he can do whatever he wants, and it never sticks. None of it.
No. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Triangle Energy. Shopping for electricity rates, it's not always fun. Triangle, they make it easy. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. Easy, fast sign-up process. No gimmicks on your bill. No surprises on your bill. You'll get a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for what your bill is going to be before it hits the mail. You can lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months, so you can avoid the rate hikes. They keep it simple, man. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no minimum usage fees or charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. And they love our listeners. They're offering a discount. Simply use the promo code ESPN when you sign up. Guys, give them a call. 877-93-EAGLE. Or visit them at TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use promo code ESPN. PUCT number 10064.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Gave you out a hockey player earlier in the show. And there's basketball. There's all kinds of stuff you can bet on tonight. We're talking about the Rockets. You want to get in on that? MyBookie.ag is the place to do it. And whatever sport you want to bet, they've got it. In-game, they've got it. Check that off. You want to bet parlays, however, whatever you want to bet, MyBookie has you covered. Want to bet horses, they've got you covered. And the cool thing is, when you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. That's the best thing about MyBookie. So many of these sites, part of the gamble is putting your money into the site. That's not the case with MyBookie. You are going to get paid when you win. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And they've got all kinds of great deposit options for you. So check them out when you sign up. But you got to use promo code radio. That's right, MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. And if you're already on MyBookie, well, guess what? You can just sit and check your email because they have all kinds of reload bonuses. They have special bonuses to bet on certain events. It's all at mybookie.ag. Promo code radio to sign up now. Mybookie.ag. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and this is our last segment because A&M basketball is coming up next. And no, we're not doing deaths today because, frankly, they suck. one thing that kind of somebody was earlier was saying, why don't you live tweet during games more? Because... Yeah, I know you like to do that.
I don't do it as much anymore. Right. I used to do it like every Texans game I would do it. But people get so mad, you know, because they think if you're like, at least for me, if I'm saying something good about the Texans, I'm a homer or what. And if I say something bad about the Texans, I'm a hater. Like,
yeah.
I'm just telling you what I see. It's easier for me to just watch it and then talk about it on here. I've gone away from that.
Yeah, I don't do it much because there's no win because people want you to have instant reactions to things, and I don't like doing that unless there's something that's worth instantly reacting to.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's so many people on my timeline that are live tweeting these things that, yeah, I just feel like, you know, if you want my take, it'll be on the show or I'll write it for Sports Map, but Twitter don't pay my bills.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, I have Twitter to help promote everything. And somebody was asking me about why don't you put your hockey plays on Twitter? Because Twitter doesn't pay me a dime. And the show does. So that's why I give them away on the show. Or, you know, my other picks, they're on pregame. But Twitter's a great promotional tool. But as Wyatt Earp said in Tombstone, not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. and plus, you have to deal with all the, oh, oh, look at this game. It's not going to go over. It's 17-10 in the first half. And then when it goes over, that person disappears forever. You never hear from them again. Like, I took so much grief because I picked the Stars to win the Stanley Cup this year, and they got off to a bad start. Oh, boy, look how stupid you are. Guess what? They're 7-3 in their last 10, and they've won 4 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long season, guys. Long season, boys.
Hey, I was looking at some of James Harden's stats during the break.
Yeah, yeah. Share those with the people.
This is really unbelievable. And it, granted, it's a small sample size. So we're 7 games in. It's like not even a tenth of the season yet. But there's some numbers that jump off the page. James Harden is scoring 36.6 points per game.
Is that good? Is that a good average?
Outstanding.
Okay, just wanted to ask.
He scored 36.1 points per game last year, which was the best he's ever scored in his career by over 5 points per game. So it's a he took a massive jump last year, and he's scoring even more this year. So you might, and his career average 24.5. So he's 12.1 points per game over his career average right now. And you might be thinking, man, that's amazing. And it kind of is. Here's the downside.
So there's a but?
But 36.6 points per game, scoring more than ever, 38.1% from the field, lowest in his career.
Okay. That's not good.
It's 6.1% points lower than his career average. 25.3% from three, which is the lowest of his career by over 8 percentage points.
Hmm.
Actually, over 9 percentage points to the next worst. 36.5 is his career three. So he's over 11% under his career three-point percentage. So he's shooting worse than ever, but scoring more than ever. He's shooting the best free throw percentage of his career.
Okay.
And he's shooting more free throws than ever by a mile. Last year, he had a career high free throws per game, 11. This year, 16.1 free throws per game. That's a ridiculous number. So again, it's a small sample size, but it's really weird for a guy to be scoring at that outrageous number, which it is. 36.6 is an outrageous number, and also be having career lows in field goal and 3-point percentage.
Well, can I be the half full guy here?
Sure. I mean, there's definitely a half full.
Yeah,
called 36.6 points per game.
Well, shouldn't those numbers improve as the season goes on? He can't shoot this bad the whole year.
I mean, I would hope not. Do I think he's going to average 36.6? I don't know.
No, but he shouldn't need to average 36.6 with Russell on the team.
He should not.
So, yeah, I think it's...
He's also on pace for a career high in turnovers, 5.7 per game.
Mm. So he handles the ball so much. Those guys are going to turn it over a lot. That's too much, but...
There's some eye-opening numbers on both ends, on the high side and the low side for James.
Well, I think we'll... I also, as I've said all along, I mean, it's going to take a while for these guys to gel, so I'm not ready to judge them on anything yet. It's just way too early. Talk to me around Christmas.
Okay.
And if we're seeing the same trends, then I think you've got
I'm going to take the day off on Christmas, but... Maybe after.
Around Christmas. It doesn't have to be on Christmas.
Okay. All right.
So maybe
what day of the week does Christmas fall on this year? What do you got, Aaron? Come on. Hey, come on. You should
I'm talking to Tyler this. Trying to figure out
you should have been ready with
thing.
This.
Christmas is a Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll probably not be here Monday, Tuesday.
Mm.
So the Friday before
or Friday before or after.
I will give you my opinion on where they are.
Okay, write that down, Aaron. We need that on...
If I'm here, because I do have to go to Canada for a few days.
No.
Oh, geez, no way. Yeah. we have to go visit the family at some point, so...
The family.
Yeah.
You're such an ass kisser.
Hey, man. We inherited a nice chunk of land from them.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Yes. Pucker up.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to admit that, I know where my bread's buttered.
That's right. Well, excellent show today, Freddie. Good energy all show. Yeah. It's because we had 30 minutes less than normal. We were able to keep the energy up for the whole show.
I think it's because we actually weren't.
We slept last night. That's always
nice. I
wasn't
up for 19 hours before the show, like yesterday. But
so that's good.
But you know what? I'm going to bring even more energy tomorrow.
Okay.
How about that?
I can't wait. And Aggie Hoops coming up next. Speaking of hoops, ProDunkHoops.com. I came home. Guess what was up in my driveway? A badass hoops from ProDunkHoops.com. And it is really, really nice. And it's so easy to take from 5 feet to 10 feet. So my little kid can play on it. My big kid can play on it. They're having fun. They're spending a ton of time outdoors. A bonus to this is they're sweeping off the driveway every day. There's never acorns in my driveway anymore, thanks to ProDunkHoops. That's what it boils down to. The goal is unbelievable. It's got a tempered glass backboard. They guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores, the steel on the goal. It's just really incredible. They've got something to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. And like I said, they're all adjustable. Your kids are going to be outdoors more, which is what all parents want. Get them off the video games. Get them outside hooping it up. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for ProDunk Hoops.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.